Two men in Caddo Parish have died as a result of this winter storm. Louisiana Department of Health says the deaths are a result of hypothermia. The winter precipitation has moved out of North Louisiana and the heavy rainfall out of South Louisiana, but the bitter cold is here. LSU health climatologist Barry Keim says,
"You're going to get some slow modification during the week, but only slightly. And even by Thursday, we're still looking at a hard freeze everywhere north of I-10, I-12.
According to a conservative columnist, it's not a slam dunk that Julia Letlow will win the Republican U.S. Senate primary just because she has the backing of President Trump.
The Advocate's Quinn Hillier was a guest on Talk Louisiana on WRKF and said Letlow's entrance into the race is a serious threat to Bill Cassidy's reelection chances. But between Cassidy's campaign war chest and the super PAC that is supporting him, there is about $30 million to spend.
And that is a big advantage.
And Hillier says we have yet to see Letlow in a tough campaign.
Can she withstand a barrage of the sorts of negative ads that she's never had to withstand before?
I'm Jeff Palermo.
Louisiana has the highest average combined state and local sales tax rate in the country, says the Tax Foundation. Policy analyst Janelle Fritz says Tennessee has the second highest, but Tennessee has a taxpayer advantage over Louisiana.
Tennessee does not have an income tax, so the sales tax is how Tennessee makes up a lot of that lost revenue, whereas Louisiana has all the major taxes.
From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane on TIX FM.